chapter 2. Therefore, put away all wickedness, deceit, hypocrisies, envies, and all evil speaking. Be as newborn babes, longing for the spiritual milk which is without deceit, so that you may grow thereby to salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. New Temple. Come to him as a living stone, indeed rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious. You, as living stones, are being built up into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Because it is contained in Scripture, look, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, chosen, precious, and he that believes in him shall not stumble. Therefore, for you that believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offence. For being disobedient, they stumble at the word to which they were also appointed. But you are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may show forth the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light, who in times past were no people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I urge you as temporary residents and pilgrims to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honourable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Our attitude to those in authority. Be subject to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme leader, or to governors, as those sent by him to punish evildoers, and for the praise of those that do well. For so is the will of God, that by well-doing you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, and not using your freedom as a cloak for wickedness, but as bondservants of God. Honour all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God, honour the king. Servants, be in subjection to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For it is commendable if, because of conscience towards God, one endures grief, suffering unjustly. For what glory is it if, when you sin and are beaten, you shall take it patiently, but if you do well and suffer, you shall take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. For this you were called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps. He did no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he did not retaliate with insults. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live to righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now are returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.